Listener Production.
Good morning, Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. The PM continues to spruik his government's investment in critical minerals. Anthony Albanese was in CQ yesterday announcing $400 million in new loans for Aussie company Alpha HPA to build a high-purity alumina process facility in Gladstone, which Albo says will generate 490 jobs during construction and more than 200 ongoing jobs.
It will be completed by 2026, so it's ready to go.
Meantime, a parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been disbanded after failing to reach a consensus on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee, chaired by an independent and made up of both LNP and Labor MPs, was dissolved during a fiery late-night parliamentary session yesterday. The Miles government accused the opposition of playing politics, while Shadow Youth Justice Minister Laura Gerber says the report included recommending exploring media regulations.
This report recommended that the media be regulated and gagged in relation to youth crime and reporting on youth crime.
And James Cook University is reviewing historical payments made to staff. The second oldest uni in the state, which has a campus in Rockhampton, has self-reported to the Fair Work Ombudsman due to concerns around previous payments of casual employees. Vice Chancellor Professor Simon Biggs says the focus remains on ensuring casual staff members are paid correctly, as well as rectifying any past issues. Just briefly, updating some local sport news now and in basketball. Both our Rockhampton men's and women's teams will hit the court on Saturday, clashing the Brisbane Capitals for round two of the NBL One North competition. The Rockets will no doubt be looking to get back in the winner's circle following a devastating 7-point loss at the hands of Townsville last week.